My wife says the same thing first thing in the morning. Good morning.
Why do you have a headlight on?
Did you notice what's the matter?
It's dark.
You guys, the lights are white.
It's dark in here. It's church and it's dark.
Turn off all the candles and they're completely off.
Plus the side lights.
And then that will come in handy.
Should we just keep it like this?
No.
No.
Look. It's for candles.
I have a story for you.
And yes, you should.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you know about the wedding at Cana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wedding at Cana. Jesus and his mom go to a wedding.
What?
And they run out of wine. You ever been to a wedding?
Yes.
Okay, what happens at a wedding? I was sure you were going to say they get married and after that they get a divorce. But no. No, you're right. They get a party afterwards. You're absolutely right.
It's going to be my birthday.
Are we going to have a party for that?
Yeah.
Okay, but no wedding. Jesus and his mom are at a wedding. And you know what? It's the third day of the wedding. And they ran out. Yeah, three. I know, I said the same thing. What? 3 days of a wedding. Weddings were so much bigger back then. 3 days, and you know what happened? They ran out of
wine.
Not a big deal to all of you, right? You don't care.
Yeah, we don't even drink wine.
As long as there's Kool-Aid, you're good to go.
Yeah!
But it was a big deal for everybody else. They ran out of wine. And what do you think Jesus did?
Cut himself so then they could drink blood.
No, that's very sacramental, though. He said cut himself so they could drink blood. Very sacramental, but in a strange and wicked kind of way. No, what happened was there were three jars of water there, and Jesus' mom said, hey, Jesus. And Jesus turned the water into
wine.
Why do you think he did that?
So then they can have the party go on.
Yeah, kind of. So the party could go on, but this is the actual reason.
So then they have light.
It's so that, yeah, what is this?
Light.
Headlight.
It's a very attractive and stylish headlight.
What the heck?
That is the correct answer.
I knew that.
Jesus didn't just turn the water into wine for the heck of it. He wanted them to be able to... see something. You know, it was dark a minute ago, but now all of a sudden, we can see. You can find people you want to drive crazy and go, Jesus didn't just turn the water into the wine just so they could have a party. He was trying to shine a light on something. As a matter of fact, it says at the end of our lesson today, he did these things so that God's glory could be revealed. So what do you think he was trying to point at? How about that? What's way over there? My light's not that strong. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe he was trying to point at that. What's the? Yeah, they're all over. Up! There's another one! Up! There's a former president of the congregation. Yeah, Jesus poured water and made it into wine so that he could point to God. That's why he did the miracle. He wanted to point to everyone and shed light on the fact that God was there at that wedding and in all of our lives. And God still is shedding light. That's what, remember, this is the season of, I taught you this early on, Epiphany. And it means, Epiphany means to?
Give light.
Reveal. Shine light on. Show things. And so Jesus turned water into wine at Galilee so that God could be seen. And God is still doing that today in all of you. Every one of you has a gift that you can give so that you shine the... come on, Pat. There we go.
Yeah.
The light on everything. you. So thank you guys very much, and I will. Should I turn this off? You want to see something really cool? That's so you can. That's when Jesus really wanted to be annoying. He would turn on the flashing light. Okay, thank you. You guys can go back to your places.